Tyndale dropped his head into his hands, folded over the crude table. Tears spilled unchecked.
Oh, Father, give me that grace when I need it.
Alone in his dreary dungeon, Tyndale felt comforted by the memories of Wycliffe and Huss, who had followed God's call to push back the darkness with the courage to pay the price. Another face rose before him, the face of Johannes Gutenberg, the ingenious German printer. Gutenberg also had taken risks to follow his passion and calling, paying his own price, Tyndale knew. Had it not been for Gutenberg, who built the first printing press of Europe, they all would still be hand-copying the Word of God. Even so, scribes, fearing that the new press would replace their jobs, had whispered rumors about the devilish things happening at Gutenberg's recently invented print shop. Tyndale had often heard the story, but his lonely heart took courage in rehearsing the familiar scenario as he had heard others describe it.